November 18th, 2015.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll call the meeting to order at 6 p.m. And if you'd all rise for the pledge of allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to go ahead and quickly take a roll call. Mr. McCain is present. Tim McCain and Director Betty Harding. And myself, Bill Bailey. And Steve Hardy has indicated. Yes. Oh, boy. Okay, between Harding and Hardy.
You're in trouble.
I'm in trouble. Indicated he would be just a few minutes late, so we'll go ahead and get started. I'm going to read the preamble to the agenda so that everybody understands where we are with things. And again, as a reminder for the audience and those that may have an opportunity to listen to our minutes, we do record those. And at this point in time, that is the only form of minutes that this board has on record. So the Governing Board of Arizona City Fire District will meet in regular session on Wednesday, November 18th, 2015 at 6 p.m. The meeting will be held in the district's firehouse located at 14022 South Sunland Gin Road, Arizona City, Arizona 85123. The board may vote to go into executive session on any agenda item pursuant to ARS 38-43.03A3 for legal advice, or ARS 38-431.03A1 on matters set forth in the agenda item. Board members or other participants may attend by telephonic conference. The following topics and any variables thereto will be subject to board consideration, discussion, approval, or other action. All items are set for possible action. Okay, with that being said, I'd like to welcome all our guests. Thank you for being here this evening. And we'll move on to the Fire Chief's Report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There's 33 items on my Chief's Report for the November meeting. I won't cover all of them, but I'll go through the list. Under manpower, number one, we did have an additional hire this month. It's firefighter CEP Andrew Hensley. We also have two current firefighter EMTs in the recruitment process and four firefighter EMTs on hold. So it gives us six in the queue to come forward with it. We're probably only going to process the two firefighter EMTs right now due to the manpower we currently have on hand. Under facilities and equipment, number two, the wall damage where the vehicle went through on the 17th of September has been repaired and finalized. We had a net profit after the incident of $595.69. So we were able to negotiate the price down with the contractor and then supply to the insurance company of the vehicle that did the damage to get our $500 deductible back. So it was all said and done. It was right about $1,100, but we had to back out our $500 deductible as well. So still, when we're all said and done, we made $595.69. Going forward, number three, we had to change all six tires in engine 566 during the month to remain compliant with NFPA 1901 Appendix D. Our tires are greater than 7 years old. So we'll do engine 568 sometime during the month of December. But we were not able to get certification stickers for those tires, so we had to do that. And then number four, I just want to thank Dean Crom for helping us on our 1942 engine. Dean and both his grandson have worked very diligently to make the necessary repairs, and we continue those repairs, and our hopes are trying to have it running by the Arizona City days if everything works well, and Dean doesn't get tired on me. So, but they've done a great job on that. That engine has sat for many, many years, and Dean and his grandson have done a tremendous job on that, so thank you.
Great.
We'll drop down to procedures and SOPs under number eight. We went live with Target Solutions since our last meeting. This is our tracking training software. It'll do all our OSHA, NFPA, ISO, Department of Health Services, our National Registry training as well, and our VFIS training as well from there. So it'll do everything for us and give us an ISO compliant Sarbanes-Oxley report. So that's live, so we're in good shape for that as well this month. And we just went live this week. I'll jump down to the community service. I'll focus on number 21. On October 31st, we did our first annual Fire District City of Arizona City trunk or treat. We had it here on the 31st from 5 to 8 o'clock. We had the help of many people, organizations, and churches. We had over 1,200 children participate, 40 families with trunks attended the event. We served 800 hot dogs, 18 crock pots of chili, numerous pans of cornbread, 30 pounds of unpopped popcorn we popped, I think 40 pounds of sugar for cotton candy and lemonade. We had additional activities for bobbing for apples. We had balloon artists and minion characters. So it went really, really well, and we kept 1,200 kids off the street in some neighborhoods we know we didn't want them in. So just an outstanding turnout. So I'd like to thank many of the people here in the audience. They did an outstanding job on that. I know Jana was there from the YMCA company that she represents as well, so it was really good. We had Triad folks, I know, in the back row that helped. So thank you very much for making that a wild success. Under school events and groups, number 23, on the 27th, we had six district members and myself attend the ACES Mix It Up. This is where we go to ACES, Arizona City Elementary School. We serve lunch for them. We mentor the kids in the cafeteria, give them a chance to sit down and talk to them. And we're doing it every month now. And whoever the on-duty crew is, plus some additional people, we go over and put a member at every table and give them a chance to see us. So that's worked out really well. Number 26, on the 5th of November, we attended the ACES Fall Festival at the school as well. So this was an evening event. For their fall festival, we had the engine, the ladder, and the ambulance out there to support that process as well and give some information on fire prevention to the children and their families as well. Number 30 and the 17th, I met with the Pinal 40 organization. This is the organization made up of ranchers, farmers, and cattlemen throughout Pinal County. I met with them for consideration for the association for donating to our Christmas Adopt-A-Child program. This year, we're hoping to receive a donation from that organization now that we have our 501c3 or 509a2, which held us up for applying for some grant funding from this. But we've typically done somewhere shy of about 20 kids, and our goal this year is 40 children. So we're going to put a process together with Arizona City Elementary School, with Principal Rogers, the local pastors for all the churches in town, and the bishops, including Pastor Tim, and get a needs list together as a group, holistically go through and try to statistically figure out which are the 40 kids that are most in need and go through and do that. And our goal is to provide one pair of shoes, one pair of pants, a shirt, a light jacket, and a small toy for each of those children. We budgeted about $150 to be able to do that. So we're looking at about $6,800. We're hoping to get some charitable grant donations from Pinal 40. We have a couple other vendors that are going to help us. One's Air Evac, that's always taken a large family for us. We have a member that's in a writing club. They're going to take a family for us. And then we're hoping to split between Pinal 40 and the association to be able to cover that for us. So our spaghetti dinners are really helped from that. I think we're about $7,400 in the association right now. But remember, with our 501c3 that we're able to acquire and our 509a2, our $8,000 fireworks we buy every year are now $4,000. So we won't have to strain as hard to do that, and we can help a bigger bolus of people. So that's kind of our goal going forward from there. Great. And then finally, on the last page, I'll just focus on number 33. Excuse me, we're still working with Airbeam to look at a large satellite dish. Airbeam's contacted us to see if we can put a large dish out back west of the wall to help them with their satellite TV services. It'll be the same pay-to-play type of deal. As they'll give us a set amount every month for this dish to sit on our property, and as they acquire new customers, then we'll get additional funds from each of those customers as they go forward. It's a large dish. It's 30 feet in diameter by 24 feet tall. It sits on a 12 by 12 basis. So it's a pretty large dish, so I haven't pulled the trigger yet on that. The money sounds good. I'm just trying to get the visual aesthetics of it to see if it's something we're going to go with to move forward. And we're same thing on emergency generator. Is it the right thing to do, and how it's working for us to go forward?
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Any questions, comments from the board?
Just want to say the trunk or treat went awesome, like the chief was saying. Was really impressed with the way the fire district put that on and organized everything. They did a good job.
Great. All right. I don't want to get too far through the agenda without Steve, if at all possible. So I think at this point at 6:10, I'm going to call for just a five-minute recess, and hopefully within that 5 minutes, he'll go ahead and arrive, and we can continue. So we'll take a recess here at 6:10 p.m. Feel free to get up.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll call the meeting back to order at 6:17 p.m. And we'll go to agenda item number staff reports.
Okay. All right, so for the month of October, October 1 through October 31, we had 151 calls. So we're right at our 5-a-day average. Of those 151 calls, you'll see they're broken down as 125 medical calls. We ended up having 2 fire calls in a dwelling. Of those, 119 were medical rescue. Of that 125, 4 were false alarms. 1 was a hazardous material response incident, and 25 fell under the smoke scare, lookout, animal rescue, snake in a garage, and power lines down, for a total of 151. Of those 151 calls, we wrote 125 electronic patient care reports. Of those 125 electronic care reports, we did 89 treat and transfer of care. We had 6 that were treat and release. 1 was a patient refusal. 20 were patient refusal with no care was given. 1 was a treatment and injured and transferred. And 1, we had 1 a DOA dead on arrival at the scene. And we had 7 that were canceled en route before we made it to the location for 125 calls. If you look at the last page of this section, this is our fractile response time for upper quartile, 25% recording factor. Of that, our highest fractile response time was 7 minutes and 16 seconds. This is where we had 4 calls in a row. So before I could clear the first scene to go to the 4th call in a row, it took us 7 minutes and 16 seconds. From that, our highest response time from that 4th call received was 12 minutes and 0 seconds. But our average response time for a 90% fractile response time is still below 5 minutes, which is our goal, at 4 minutes and 32 seconds. And again, if you take out the anomaly of that 12-minute call, it would move our fractile response time at 90% down below 4 minutes. And again, our goal for this year's strategic budget was to have that less than 5 minutes.
Very good. Okay, any questions, comments from the board?
Great.
Anything, Tim?
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right. Good. And just a reminder to us board members, when it comes time for any motions, if you'll give your first name at the beginning of your comments, I'd appreciate that. Okay, item number 7 is correspondence. Do we have any correspondence, Chief?
We didn't receive any in the month.
All right. No correspondence. Let's see here. I'm going to do the consent agenda also. If we have any questions or comments from the board on the consent agenda? Everybody's reviewed the minutes, so on and so forth. Okay, does anyone care to entertain a motion?
I'll make a motion that we accept the consent items. That's Tim McCain.
All right, Tim, thank you.
Betty will second that.
Betty has a second on it. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The motion carries unanimously.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, if you look at page 55 and 56, this is a roll-up for the first 4 months of the year for our fiscal budget beginning in July 1st. You'll see our personnel costs are up a little bit as we had planned. We're at 37%. But if you remember, you know, our goal for this year was to be at 8% per month for a total spend of 96% with a 4% cushion. We budgeted that down to do 80% of that, to do 6% per month, to give us a grand total of 72% with a 28% cushion in case we needed a capital expenditure. You'll see our total spend for so far for July, August, September, and October is 23%. So we're running we're running 5.75% per month. So we're far below our 80% goal of being in our budget. So we're spending very well. We've increased manpower from 2 per shift to 4 per shift, and we're still running at 5.75% on an average of 4 months, which is our goal for this year.
Great. Great. Good job, Chief.
Any other comments
or? Okay. With that, then, we'll go to the item number 9 on the agenda, which is a call to public. And I have a speaker request card from Jenny Carlson. Jenny, if you could kind of come up to the front of the room.
It doesn't have too much use for me.
Okay.
Jenny Carlson, I just have a question about how the EMT logs are being reported anymore in the paper. It's changed from what you were before. And they're all pretty identical except for the times. Excluding vehicle accident with injury, non-fire rescue transport, non-fire department transport. I guess it does give some of the addresses, but why has it, each one has excluding vehicle accident with injury? That's kind of all my questions.
Okay.
They're all that, and every one of them have that. And the fire department doesn't transport anyway, do they?
Not right now.
No.
And so why should that even have to be in there? Because it used to be transported to Banner or something like that. So can anybody explain that to me?
Would you like me to comment on that?
Yeah, if you'd like to.
Sure. What this is this comes out of the Arizona, Entertainment or Independent?
Independent.
As everybody knows, we lost Kane Christman back.
It's not worth
in July. Yeah, so what it is now is that information is going to their editor in charge. So it's really the exact same information that went to Kane is going to the editor in charge. He's just manipulating it a different way. So it's really a question for the editor of the paper. Mm. We haven't done any different since I've been here in my 8 months of the data we came in. What's changed is who's receiving it and how they're putting it into the paper.
Yeah, because this is, well, except for your times and maybe part of the address, it's almost worthless. I mean, the others was maybe a medical call or a fall or something like that. I guess I was interested. I mean, maybe more than interesting.
Yeah, you might want to communicate that then to the newspaper.
Yeah, the let them know what you're getting anymore. I'm not going to renew it.
All right, thanks, Jenny. Okay. Let's see. I think what we'll do now, still with the hopes that maybe Steve will arrive at some point in time, is move item 12 up prior to item number 10, and item number 12 is our new business item. Item number 1 is discussion and possible action reference letter of declaration from Pinal County Treasurer. And Chief, this is your item, sir.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Every year, Pinal County makes us do a compliance check on the Tax Reform Act of 1986, in which it states the Governing Board of Arizona City Fire Board must hereby request the financial information if we're to issue a line of credit or a credit line is directed towards Pinal County on behalf of the Arizona City Fire District. This is part of the Section 265 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986. So what it says is we have to declare whether or not we're going to pull a bond. So it says we are reasonably assured that the board for the Arizona City Fire District Board will issue less than $10 million in total bonds during the 2016 calendar year. Our only choices will issue less or will issue more. We're going to issue zero bonds this year, but our only choice is less than $10 million. So it says such debt will include all tax-exempt bonds, lease purchase agreements, registered warrants, any other form of tax-exempt debt. And we need to issue, for every board member needs to sign this as well, but it has to be executed by the letter of declaration of the governing board of the City of Arizona City Fire District acknowledging agreeing to the annual fire of the ISO IRS form 8038G and 8038GC as applicable pertaining to the credit line no later than the 15th day of the second calendar month at the close of the calendar year in which the quarter was issued. So that's a mouthful. But basically what it's saying is we're not going to issue a line of credit to exceed $10 million on behalf of the Arizona City Fire District Board. And again, we have none that we're going to issue. So I'll just issue this letter after the meeting to have all the board members sign it. It'll go back to the business manager and be submitted to Pinal County Financial Offices.
Very good.
And that'll be Pinal County Treasurer.
Okay. Thank you, Chief. Mm-hmm. Any questions? Hearing none. Okay. We'll move on to item number two of new business. Discussion and possible action reference insurance. Chief?
Thank you. So this goes back to basically our health insurance. So at a time previous in the past, we had decided not to continue with health insurance for our members. We did a vote of our membership, but it was split pretty much down the middle, 50-50 vote. Well, you can really take a quick imagination and go 50% of our members had insurance, 50% didn't. So our vote really told us exactly what we knew. So Pepper and I are looking to reinvestigate to see what it would cost for the 10 members that we currently have to provide health insurance, very similar to what we had in the past. The strategic part of this is we continue to grow and look to get away from extrapolating all our costs over 27 people, which is training, turnout gear, education, advancement, and workers' comp insurance. If we could get down to a core bolus of maybe 9 people on more of a full-time basis, what's holding us back from that and keeping these people from acquiring this more of a full-time slot for us is availability of insurance. So we have the budget to at least look into it to see what those costs are. We've had it for many years in the past. It's just to see what it'd be for the 9 or 10 people that currently don't have it right now. There is a cost savings that there is a stipend provided to both the business manager and myself for insurance as well, and this would be offset by the cost of providing that cost as well. So we're just starting that investigation. We have no idea what the financial impact will be, but we have enough budget to at least look into seeing what it would cost to see if that's viable and then financially sound for us to do that.
Okay.
So it's more of an information point.
Okay. Anything? Okay. No comments for the chief. And as he emphasized at the end there, it's more of a informational item than an action item. All right, we'll keep on moving, and I think we'll go back to item number 10, which is possible vote to go into executive session. Matters pursuant to ARS 38431.03A1, reference interviewing candidates for the position of board member. As we have two candidates present tonight, for that, I believe we would be remiss if we didn't give them an opportunity to indicate to us that they'd like to present their information to the board in executive session.
So Mr. if I can help with that, please.
Sure.
So pursuant to the Pinal County registration requirements, it was our responsibility to issue 24-hour notices of letter of intent for the candidates to decide whether they wanted to do that in an executive session or a public session.
Correct.
So if I may help you, first candidate we have is Roger Taylor. Were you able to get your 24-hour notice letter prior to 24 hours this week?
Yes.
Would you like to have your discussion on your boardship or potential boardship done in public or executive session?
Executive session.
Thank you. So Mr. Taylor identifies he'd like to do it in an executive session. Second candidate we had was Mr. Steve Ross. Mr. Steve Ross, did you receive your 24-hour notice prior to this meeting? And would you like to have your candidacy or potential candidacy discussed in either executive or public session?
Exactly.
So Mr. Ross has identified that he would like to have it done in public session as well, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Chief. Okay, with that in mind then, the board will go into executive session at 6:31 p.m. And we'll ask the rest of you to vacate the area for us if you wouldn't mind. And Chief, I would like, for the minutes, I'd like you to sit in on these interviews with us. First candidate I would like to call.
Do you want to clear the room first for executive?
Oh, yeah.
Continuation of general session of November 18th.
Okay, we'll call the regular meeting of the Fire District Board back to order at 7:20 p.m. And with that happening, we will go back into business, and we'll hit item number 11, which is old business. Let's see here. Discussion, possible action, reference interviewing, and possible choosing a new board member for Chairman Bailey. All right, what I'd like to do at this time is pass out a piece of paper to each board member. And what we're going to do is vote on the two candidates tonight. And when we're done voting on those candidates, I would like Pepper to come up and collect these paper ballots and then return to me the winning ballot. And the way we're going to choose those is we have two candidates. So we have candidate number one and candidate number two. And that's how the board will vote on their choice. So with that, I don't think we need a motion to do that. I don't know. Maybe just for clarification, we should do that so that we're in sync.
To do the vote, you will not accept a vote. You'll need to make a motion to accept it and a second.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right, board, let's go ahead and vote and fold. Try to fold it in half then if you can. And if you would pass those back over,
I'm just writing a number, correct?
Yeah, just the number.
Okay.
Not a dissertation. Not a dissertation, just a number.
I just want to make sure I'm not the one that messes it all up.
Okay.
So process.
No, I just need one back, the winning one. Okay.
Probably for the minutes, you should just say what we just did, because they won't know that.
Okay, what we just did is each board member voted on a piece of paper for either candidate one or two, and all those were collected by Pepper Corbin. She selected the winning number out of the three votes and has returned that winning number to myself, Bill Bailey, Board Chairman. And what I will do is share this with the board, and then I would like the board to entertain a motion to either accept or deny the selection. Also, we, as a matter of information, we will notify the public at the December board meeting officially through the agenda item as to who the winner is. Okay. Do I have a motion from anyone as far as the ballot?
I, Tim McCain, make a motion to accept the ballot.
Okay.
I, Betty Harding, second that motion.
Okay. We have a motion by Tim to accept the ballot as presented for the position of director to be announced December board meeting, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And Betty, you have seconded the motion?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll call for a vote. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Let's go to item number two of old business, discussing possible action reference board member election appointment. Board member Bailey has put this on the agenda. So basically, again, what we're kind of trying to get a feel for so that we can prepare for some future involvement is to get a handle on whether Betty and myself, as Steve is absent tonight, are going to run for another term when our term is up a year from this month, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
Actually, December, I guess. But Betty, have you given any thought to it, or would you like more time to think about that?
I don't think more time would help.
Okay.
Are we talking about 2 years or 4 years?
That's you. What's your option? What's your desire?
Well, I think
you can run for either 2 year or 4 year.
We have to fill 3 4-year terms.
That's correct.
And 2 2-year terms. So what do we have? The Tim, your term is up in 2018.
Yeah, I'll be like 50 by then.
So it's actually Mr. Brady, Betty Harding, and Bill Bailey who have to determine what cycle we wish to vote in.
He can take it automatically run into a 2-year term, an additional 2-year term.
Well, if I may clarify for the board, the only set resident term so far is Mr. McCain's. He's going to run through the 2018 fiscal budget year, so it'll be 12 of 2018. The vacated spot by Mr. Leary, Steve Brady's spot, yourself spot, and the board chairman's spot are all up at 12 of 2016. So of those four positions, we either have to convert one over to another 4-year or two over to 4 years, so have that 3-2 split. If we take the terms ending in 2018, of December of 2018, and add 2 years to those terms to roll in, we'll have the same problem in 2018 again, which we can address at that time in December of 2018. But the idea is we have a split. Now, Steve was an assumed of an assumed of an assumed term. We went through board chairman's is an assumed of assumed he was the chairman. So an assumed role again from his chairman to for the position of clerk to chairman and chairman reserve chairman up. And yourselves are up as well. Betty, yours is up in December of 2012 also. So it's a little convoluted, but what we're really looking for is out of those four positions where two people like to go to December of 2018 with Mr. McCain. Well, it's a modified 3.5-year role because of our past history
right. With
our vacations.
I'll go two.
Okay. And I'll go four.
Okay. So we'll just need,
Steve's.
And or the new position.
Correct.
That you can decide term limits from there as you set the precedence of bringing a new member in December.
Right. Okay. All right. Any discussion, questions?
Well,
I have no answers. All righty. With that taken care of, our next meeting date, item number 13, is December 16th, 2015 at 6 p.m. And a reminder to the board members to submit your agenda request by the 8th of December. And with that business taken care of, item 15 is adjournment. We'll adjourn the meeting at 7:28 p.m.